Well, at first blush, it seems pretty good. We actually put out a statement that said that the legislature and the governor had earned straight A's. We liked the fact that there was an increase for the first time in the last 3-4 years. It was on time, and it provides us with a level of predictability that we certainly enjoy, something we had not experienced for many years in the past. Most of the things that we wanted in the budget that we either fought for or tried to oppose were addressed in one way or another. We didn't get, of course, everything that we wanted, but this is a pretty good budget as far as we're concerned. There are a number of things in there that target high-need school districts. A big issue that we were very much engaged in was the use of competitive grants, and it looks like the legislature and the governor found a nice balance as to how they're going to use competitive grants to reward performance and efficiencies, and yet the rest of the money is going to go towards flexible operating aid. A couple issues that we've been on the forefront of have to do with a very cumbersome, expensive, time-consuming process of dealing with disciplining tenured teachers, and for the first time in many years, they've effectively addressed that. I think that it will help in limiting it. It isn't everything that we would want, but it's a start. Our hope is that because it's on time, the legislature will have the time for the rest of the session to focus on some other priorities of our organization and other groups as well.
What are those priorities? You said overall it looked like this was an A, but treating this like a test, is there any low marks on this budget at first glance?
I don't think so. There's some things that we would have, of course, liked to have addressed. We were hoping for a freeze on charter school payments. There was legislation that was submitted that would have said that any district that has more than 10% of its student enrollment going to charter schools, there would be a freeze on the tuition payments from the school district back to the charter school. This is something that has been going back and forth. Albany, Buffalo, Troy, Roosevelt, a couple other school districts have these kinds of concerns, these kind of conditions, and we were unsuccessful in getting that done at this time. Maybe we'll be able to do so in the latter half of the legislative session. We're hopeful that they would address some of the real cost drivers of school district budgets. Personnel costs are it. They took a nice swipe at pension reform this year separately from the budget, which was quite helpful. But there are things relating to health insurance, tri-borough, which requires us to continue all the terms and conditions of a contract even though it's expired, including salary steps. Last in, first out is a requirement that says that if a school district is going to lay off anybody, you have to do it in a level of seniority. And that might seem fair, but we find that some of the people who have been most recently hired are actually sometimes the ones who we need to keep on the payroll, the ones best equipped for what we are trying to do as an educational institution. And unfortunately, as school districts are being forced to lay people off, those are the first people to go, and that's unfortunate.
The next step here for schools will be their own budget proposals, this being the first year that they'll be dealing with the 2% property tax cap. Do you think that this budget with the 4% increase in funding will help in that regard at all?
It's going to help, but you know that 4% is a moving target. Some districts are getting close to 4, many districts getting less than 4 because of the way in which the money is distributed based on a variety of different factors. We have heard all kinds of stories regardless of how this budget lays out, and frankly the amount of money coming from the budget, the $805 million in additional state aid, very much appreciated, don't get me wrong. But that number has been known for a while, so school districts have been planning around it. And what I'm hearing from them is that even with that additional aid, by it being capped and indexed to personal income growth at the state level, and then the cap on what you can levy locally for the first time this year, plus the loss of federal funding, has made for these budgets to be as stretched, as thin as ever. Everybody seems to be putting together these very conservative budgets, all of which seem to contain some level of cut. In talking with people, they've told me about staff cuts. And in practically every single district that I've talked with, those cuts, as far as full-time equivalent people, are in the double digits, 10 or more, almost every one of them. Everybody I've talked to is using reserves. They have either tapped out their reserves or will this year possibly have enough to go into next year, but every single district is tapping into their reserve funds. They're not. There's nobody who is being able to just avoid that. We have read and talked to a number of people who have told us about either eliminating or reducing interscholastic sports, other extracurricular activities. I have not seen any cuts to varsity sports just yet, although I am hearing districts that are talking and maybe even doing it, where there's these very real live pay-to-play policies in place where we're going to keep the sport around, but you, the student, athlete, your family is going to have to pay for you to participate. We also have seen every place I've talked to has told us we are reducing or eliminating electives, AP courses, foreign languages, art, music, anything that is not core, is not required, is not tested in the formal sense. So those things are happening. And that seems to be widespread. I'm calling those first-tier cuts. If you go further, what we have found is there are some districts that are in a more difficult place where they are actually cutting things like kindergarten or going from full day to half day. Interestingly enough, there's been plenty of talk about mergers, but you just don't see them. There have been a few community votes about them that have typically gone down, but as far as the solution, less school districts or consolidating to these large countywide district systems, that just doesn't seem to have made the front page yet.